Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby Sturt, and as always, I'm joined by Eric Marquette. How are you doing today, Eric?
Hi Ruby, I'm pretty well actually. I'm really glad we're tackling this topic, self-advocacy. It's one of those things that sounds simple until you, well, have to do it. And then suddenly there's all this pressure, right?
Oh, totally. I think so many people kind of assume self-advocacy is just, you know, speaking up loudly. But it's way more than that. It's about knowing yourself, your strengths, what you might need a hand with.
Absolutely. When we talk about self-advocacy, we're really talking about independence. For young adults especially, it's learning to stand on your own feet and, not just rely on others to speak for you. There's power in understanding your own needs, knowing your strengths and weaknesses, what works for you, and what you sometimes need support with.
Yeah, and honestly, being aware of all the different resources out there, that's a game changer. It means like you don't have to do everything alone, but you also know where to find what'll help you fly solo when you want to.
Right. It reminds me, So when I was at university, I had to advocate for myself to get the right learning accommodations. I still remember the first time I went to the support office. I had to explain my needs, and I was terrified I'd muck it up or not get what I needed. I did a lot of thinking about what my strengths were. I'm pretty organized, but I can get overwhelmed with deadlines. And I was honest about it. In the end, I got some extra time for assignments. Just goes to show, it's not about pretending you have everything sorted, but about being real and clear on what would help you succeed.
Oh, I love that, Eric. And it's funny, sometimes just being able to say, hey, I need a bit of backup here, takes a different kind of courage than just gritting your teeth and pushing through. But, like you said, that's the independence bit. It's about getting what you need to be your best self.
Exactly, and it's all a learning process. The more you understand what makes you tick and what's out there to support you, the more confident you'll be when you do have to speak up for yourself.
So, building on that, once you know what you need, it's all about communicating it, right? And that's honestly where a lot of us get stuck, I reckon. Like, how do you even start saying, hey, I need this, without feeling awkward?
Yeah, I mean, expressing your needs assertively can feel intimidating at first. But it's not about being aggressive. It's just about stating things clearly and confidently, and doing it in your own style. Practicing active listening helps too. Sometimes, really hearing what the other person is saying, like what their worries or priorities are, gives you the space to negotiate a win-win outcome.
That's such a good point. It reminds me of when I got my first proper job out of uni. I was so nervous, but I knew certain parts of the role didn't really play to my strengths at all. So I prepped what I wanted to say, thought about what mattered to my boss, and just asked if we could tweak a few things. It was nerve-wracking, but it worked. I guess my tip is, have a rough idea of your goal and the reasons behind it. Then practice saying it out loud, maybe even to your pet. Yeah, seriously, I did that. My dog's a great listener. So,
love that. Pets are the best rehearsal audience. But seriously, setting personal goals for what you want to achieve is so helpful. Like, if you know you'll be advocating for yourself, jot down some key points. It's fine to feel nervous, but having that plan makes a real difference.
And honestly, start small if you have to. Even just asking a teacher for a deadline extension can be a little self-advocacy practice run. The skills grow the more you use them, and that's what counts.
Absolutely. Each step builds your confidence. And before you know it, bigger conversations aren't as daunting as they once seemed. It's all about that slow build.
It's one thing to know all this, but let's be honest, it's the real world where self-advocacy gets properly tested. Whether you're at school, just starting work, or navigating the NHS, it comes up everywhere.
Yeah, and applying it can look different in each part of life. In education, it might be about flagging when an assignment isn't accessible, or talking to tutors, like I did at uni. At work, it could be negotiating adjustments, like your story earlier, Ruby. And in healthcare, oh, that's a big one. I recently read about a young adult who, well, they had to regularly visit their GP, and there was this issue, I think it was around communication needs. They advocated for appointment reminders in a way that worked for them, and their GP practice actually changed things to fit. Simple example, but those moments add up.
That's brilliant. And it highlights what we touched on in our episode about inclusive classrooms a while back. The more you know your rights, whether that's under the Equality Act or at school, the easier it is to stand up for yourself, even if it's just asking for those little adjustments that make a world of difference.
Yeah, and there's definitely something empowering in just knowing you're allowed to ask. The law's on your side most of the time. And the more you practice, the more your confidence grows. It's like the episode we did on workplace rights. You only really get that sense of independence once you realise you've got the information and you actually use it.
Couldn't have put it better. And for any listeners out there feeling nervous about starting, just remember, you don't need to get it perfect straight away. Every time you advocate for yourself, you're building that muscle. That wraps us up for today. Thanks for tuning in. And Eric, brilliant as always chatting with you.
Thank you, Ruby. Always a pleasure. Remember, everyone, keep practicing those skills and don't be afraid to ask for what you need. We'll see you next time on Beyond the Label. Take care.